From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide blast early Monday in Kabul killed two intelligence officers and four civilians while injuring two others. An Interior Ministry spokesperson says the bomber apparently wanted to target Afghan security forces, but instead hit a civilian car. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the blast. On Sunday, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny claimed to have qualified to participate in the upcoming presidential election. On Monday, he was barred. Scarlett Satanovich has the story.
Outspoken Vladimir Putin critic Alexei Navalny has been barred from running in Russia's presidential election. The country's Central Election Commission voted on the decision on Monday, deciding the opposition leader was ineligible because of a past criminal conviction, which the 41-year-old says was trumped up. Navalny has been jailed three times this year and charged with breaking the law by repeatedly organizing public meetings and rallies. Following Monday's decision, Navalny immediately called for his supporters to boycott the election and said he would appeal the verdict, ruling him out of a run at the presidency.
Scarlett Satanovich reporting. Also in Russia, a bus plowed into a Moscow subway entrance Monday, leaving at least four people dead and 15 injured. Video shows people scattering as the bus ran down the subway steps before being brought to a halt by the tunnel's roof. The cause of the incident is under investigation. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have publicly executed five people, including a 16-year-old boy, who they accuse of spying for Kenyan, U.S., and Somali government forces. The judge did not release evidence against the victims. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russia and China have each signaled on Monday a desire for a peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. Lori London has more.
The latest sanctions were unanimously approved in response to North Korea's latest launch of a ballistic missile that it claims can reach anywhere on the U.S. mainland. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the United States will continue to match the Kim regime's choice of aggressive actions.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power, while their people starve and their soldiers defect.
The resolution was drafted by the United States and negotiated with the North's closest ally, China. But Sunday's statement from North Korea challenged that assertion, saying it's a pipe dream for the United States to think it will give up its nuclear weapons. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
In Pakistan Monday, convicted Indian spy Kulbhushan Jadhav was permitted to see his wife and mother. Pakistani authorities granted his visit purely on humanitarian grounds. Mohammad Faisal is Pakistani foreign ministry spokesman.
Let me be very clear that Pakistan permitted the request by India purely on humanitarian grounds. The visit was allowed in line with Islamic practices and teachings. Islam is the religion of peace and advocates mercy. It is a gesture of good faith and compassion.
It was Jadhav's first meeting with his family since he was arrested in March 2016 for entering Pakistan from neighboring Iran with fake travel documents. India denies that he is a spy. Lawyers and politicians in Turkey are warning that a new emergency decree could incite violence and encourage formation of vigilante groups. The new law passed Sunday grants immunity to civilians who acted to stop an attempted coup in July of 2016. Previously, the government gave immunity to law enforcement and government officials. Turkey's government has defended the emergency decree as a way to protect civilians who took to the streets to denounce the coup from being punished for their actions. Pope Francis called for peace in Jerusalem and mutual trust on the Korean Peninsula in his traditional Christmas Day address from the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica.
In questo giorno di festa invochiamo il Signore la pace per Gerusalemme.
Francis spoke of growing tensions between Israelis and Palestinians, expressing the hope that this will resume dialogue, may prevail between the parties, and that a negotiated solution can finally be reached. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.